We're back. Thanks for listening to the show. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Doctor, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Dorothy, in just a minute or so about spinal stenosis, which I guess is becoming a more popular diagnosis. Tell us a little bit about it before we get her on the line here.
Yeah, there's certainly a lot of it around these days. And in fact, this particular patient, Dorothy, didn't come to me for spinal stenosis. She was, in fact, scheduled for the surgery for it.
And, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I suggested when she came in that maybe she might want to give it a little time and see how things went. As it turned out, she never did have the surgery, but she'll tell that story. Spinal stenosis is a condition. Stenosis is a closing off of a canal or a hole. And you'll find the spinal cord itself travels down a series of bones with holes in them. And things can happen as people get older where this begins to start causing a calcium buildup. Now, there's a reason that that happens. Calcium just doesn't appear for no reason at all. But there's a calcium buildup, and it begins to start closing off those foramen. And so surgery is done to go in and try and clean that calcium out to take away the the closing off that's occurring with that. Our approach is a little different. Obviously, we don't do surgery, but we try and explore the underlying biomechanical issues that may be causing that to happen.
Well, let's get her on the phone here.
Sounds good.
Dorothy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. So why don't we begin by having you tell us, what were you suffering from when you came to Dr. Yardley? What was your difficulty that you were dealing with?
Well, I was dealing with not being able to sleep at night.
And what was causing that? Were you in pain or what was happening?
No, I have no idea why, but my daughter heard over the radio that medications could cause this. And Dr. Yardley had a thing about coming to him, so she signed me up for that.
Okay, and you also had some low back pain, is that right?
Right, but see, that wasn't even taken into consideration at the time until we visited with Dr. Yardley, and then it came up that this could help.
Well, that's right. Now, you've been diagnosed with spinal stenosis, I think, Dorothy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was actually scheduled for an operation.
That's right. Well, it was just incidental when I was taking your history that you and your daughter mentioned that in next month you were scheduled for this back surgery, and I think I might have said to you, perhaps you might want to put that off for a month or two and see what happens.
Right, right.
Mm. Kind of frightening to look at back surgery, you know, in any case, and it's not 100% reliable at all, is it?
I have not heard of any back surgery, but I was in such pain, I was willing to try anything. Because my chiropractor finally told me, I can't do any more for you, Dorothy.
Well, I'm really glad you came in. And you never did get that surgery done, right?
No. Never did.
Well, let's talk about what you did do. You had the correction, the procedure with Dr. Yardley. What was it? Was it awful? Did he put his hands all over you? Did they wrench you around,
no.
Dorothy?
He barely touched my neck.
Yeah,
and I thought, oh boy, this is really going to do something, you know?
So you were a little skeptical?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Okay.
I couldn't imagine because I do not understand this process at all. But it works, and that's all I care about.
Well, let's talk about it working. How has it changed your life? I mean, are you sleeping better?
Now, you know something? I don't feel that I'm sleeping all that much better, but I can walk up a hill now. I can walk up the steps without taking one foot and then putting the foot right next to it. I mean, I can last all day on my feet. I mean, and people have noticed that. I mean, Dorothy, since you don't have the pain anymore, you just look more alive, you know?
So that low back pain that you were facing surgery for, that went away?
It's away. Yes, it's gone away.
And how has that changed your life?
Like I just said, I mean, I can walk up hills now. I never could walk up a hill. It just hurt too bad. And I don't limp anymore. I had a limp because it hurt so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't limp anymore. And I just don't have any pain in my back anymore.
Well, that is really
That must
good.
Be just amazing. I mean,
Oh, it's a miracle, man. I mean, to think of how much pain I was in that I was actually going to have surgery.
Mm-hmm. And that goes away. That's just that's an amazing story in and of itself. So would you recommend Dr. Yardley to your friends?
Oh, definitely. In fact, my neighbor, they were so impressed that because they knew how much pain I was in all the time. They were so impressed that he is going to Dr. Yardley now for restless leg syndrome.
Now, that's interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, that really comes from the same area. It's the low back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Dorothy, I want to thank you for taking the time to chat with us. I your story is one that's pretty amazing, really.
Yes.
It is. I mean, you got to see all the looks I get when I say that, you know, that... I mean, when I tell my story.
Yes, yes. Well, look, thank you so much for coming on. It's really great for you to do that. And, you know, how many people out there are facing surgery that could be helped if they knew about it?
Yeah. All right, Dorothy, have a great day.
I forgot to mention that she had started back on her exercise class again.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
No surgery, exercise class.
Exactly.
Wow. An amazing story. You know, it could be your story. Dr. Yardley and the Yardley Institute's all-natural approach to healthcare is very non-invasive, extremely gentle. It allows your body to heal naturally, doesn't it, Lee?
That is correct.
It's all about kind of getting out of the way of your body doing its thing.
Body's designed to heal itself.
So let's find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. More of that next.